back to the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Westerville campus. And this past Sunday, we were in week three of our teaching series called The Good Life, where we're walking through the book of Job together. And we came to the end of the first cycle, the first round of speeches between Job and his friends. And after going back and forth with his friends, Job kind of had enough of them. They were not being helpful. They were not giving good advice. And Job kind of came to the point where he was just ready to deal directly with God, to go to God with his hurt and his questions and his frustration. And in Job chapter 13 and 14, we see Job just processing and wrestling through just some really big questions and really big just hurts and frustrations. But in Job chapter 14, verse 14, Job asks this incredibly important question, a question I think all of us have probably wondered at some point in life. He says, if someone dies, will they live again? Like, is there more than just this life? Is there life after life? And I really think, like, this is the question in life. Like, what happens to us when we die? And this is a question that people have been trying to answer for thousands of years. And so on the one hand, you see Job in just despair. He wants his life to be over. He wants his pain and suffering to end. But he also hopes that there's something beyond just this life, that there's more to this, that so that his pain and his suffering will actually mean something. But you see, here's what's different for us today. We have a perspective that Job didn't have, because we have something to look back on that changes everything for us. And that is the resurrection of Jesus. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, Paul, talking about Jesus' death and resurrection, says this. He says, Jesus broke the power of death and illuminated the way to life and immortality through the good news. Jesus' death and resurrection, it illuminated, it brought to light the way to life, the way to immortality. It showed us that there is hope and that we can actually live forever. And the resurrection of Jesus, it was really the missing piece that unlocked the answer to life's biggest questions. It revealed God's plan of salvation. It revealed God's plan for eternal life. And so one of the questions that we asked this past Sunday was, okay, so what does the resurrection mean for us today? What difference does it make in our life? And one of the things that we talked about is that the resurrection means that there is hope in the middle of our suffering. The resurrection gives us hope when we face pain and suffering. You know, I've been to a lot of funerals. I've done a lot of funerals, and all funerals are difficult. Like, death stings, whether it is whether it's unexpected or expected, whether the person is young or old. Man, funerals are hard. But for people who don't have faith, and there's just no hope when they experience loss, because this is all that there is, and death has the final say. But listen to what Paul writes in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13. He says, brothers and sisters, we do not want you to be uninformed about those who sleep in death, so that you do not grieve like the rest of mankind who have no hope. You see, for those who have trusted in Jesus, we have hope in the middle of our suffering and in the middle of our grief, because we know that this isn't all that there is. Our ultimate hope is not in this life. It's not in our circumstances. Our ultimate hope is in this promise of eternal life. And so we don't grieve like the rest of the world around us. Yes, we are sad. Yes, we are hurt. Yes, we mourn. But we have the promise of seeing those again who have trusted in Jesus. The resurrection gives us hope in the middle of our suffering, in the middle of our grief. And so maybe today you're walking through a season of grief, or you're walking through a season of loss, or season of pain. And like Job, you're wrestling through these questions and these doubts. I just want to encourage you and remind you today that we have the perspective of being able to look back on the greatest event in human history, the resurrection of Jesus, which has changed everything for us. It's given our life purpose. It's given us hope in the middle of our trials. And we have confidence that we can have victory over death, and that death will not have the final say in our life if we have trusted in Jesus. And so I want to take a moment to pray for us now and then give you an opportunity to pray as well. And so God, we thank you for the promise of eternal life, the promise of resurrection, Lord, that you will come again, that we will rise with you, that you will make all things new. And so God, as we walk through this life, as we walk through trials and hardship, God, help us to rest in that promise. Help us to rest in the hope that we have as believers, as people who have trusted in Jesus for our salvation. It's in the name of Jesus that we ask these things and that we pray. Amen.